Okay, now let me address this doctrine that teaches that paradise, or also sometimes called Abraham's bosom,
that
this is this good part of hell.
There's
two compartments
in the middle
of the earth that they're next to each other, and one of them is this good part. Now, of course, it's interesting to note that the word paradise is only mentioned in the New Testament, and only three times. That's interesting for a doctrine that supposedly is for Old Testament saints.
و اعتقادی که برای ایمانداران عتیقه
yeah, to be gathered there till Jesus was died on the cross.
که اونجا باشند تا عیسی مسیح بر روی صلیب بمیره.
Why are there no mentions in the Old Testament?
پس چرا نام فردوس در عتیقه؟
Of course, the simple answer is that there is no good part of hell, but.
جای فردوسی نبوده که در.
And if you read the Bible, there's absolutely nowhere you will find a positive mention in relation to the word hell.
کلمه جهنمی چیش خوب نبوده. It's always a negative thing. همیشه منفی بوده جهنم.
Yeah. Hell is where Jesus paid for our sins. Yeah, where did the soul of Jesus went when he was crucified? It says to the heart of the earth. Go to Matthew 12:40. Matthew 12:40. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be three days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
زیرا همچنان که یونس 3 شبانه روز در شکم ماهی ماند، پسر انسانی 3 شبانه روز در شکم زمین خواهد.
Was he having an outreach ministry to deaf saints, or what was he doing?
عیسی مسیح رفته بوده که بشارت بده به مقدسین گم شده.
He was taking our place there.
نه، رفت اونجا مجازات گناهانمون رو پرداخت کنه. او رفت اونجا که مجازات گناهمون رو بده.
On the cross he already said it was finished.
صلیب گفت تموم شد.
Yes, that part of his work was finished. Yes. But then there was the next 3 days. Yeah, then he rose again. Then he preached to the disciples again. Gave more instructions. Then he ascended.
Yeah,
now he's at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah,
he'll come back the second coming.
Yeah,
not all that the effort would do is finished.
Yeah.
He died on the cross and his soul went to hell. Let me show that you from Acts 2:26-27. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
از این سبب دلم شاد گردید، بلکه بدنم نیز در امید ساکن خواهد بود، زیرا که جان مرا در آرام مردگان نخواهی گذاشت و اجازه نخواهی داد که قدوس تو فساد را ببیند.
Yeah, so it says here that Jesus' soul was not left in hell. If you read this, was this by any means a good place? No, he was glad that he's not left there. Because hell is an horrific place. And there is no good part of hell. Yeah. And paradise is also not down in the heart of the earth. Remember what it said in 2 Corinthians 12. This man was taken caught up. Yeah, when people are going to heaven, they're always caught up. Now, are there arguments that people bring up in regards to paradise being in heaven? Yes, there are. Even though we just read several scriptures that point out that paradise is not in the heart of the earth, but most people will point you to the story of the thief on the cross. So let's look at it for a moment. Because that's the third time the word paradise is mentioned in the Bible.
And of course,
you know the story. It's in Luke 23. You know the story. Yeah, one of the thieves on the cross turns to Jesus and gets saved. And listen to the response of Jesus. That's in Luke 23:43. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And they will say, Hey, Jesus went down in the earth. the heart of the earth 3 days. This guy just got saved, so that he must be going with Jesus to a good place. So there must be a good part of hell. Yeah, what did we just see in other verses? That paradise was called heaven. That a man was called up into heaven. That was called paradise. Yet we saw the soul of Jesus being in hell. A bad place where he was glad to get out. So how is it possible that this thief on the cross would be with Jesus the same day that he died on the cross? The simple answer is Jesus is God. And let me illustrate this. Go to John 13:13. And no man had ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Yeah, so Jesus, and this is talking about a story about Nicodemus, by the way. Yeah, and of course, Jesus in the flesh is talking to Nicodemus here. Now, who is Jesus talking about in this verse? Yeah, he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man. Of course, that is Jesus. Now, notice what it says at the end. Yeah, which is in heaven. So Jesus is talking with Nicodemus in the flesh, yet he says he is in heaven at the same time. Now, how can Jesus say that?
Now,
he is God. He is God Almighty. He is the second person of the Godhead. God is in heaven. Jesus is God. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Yeah, in the same way Jesus could say to the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise, in heaven, while his soul is in hell paying for our sins in the heart of the earth. Now, when you have multiple scriptures that all point in a certain direction, yeah, for example, we just looked at paradise, you find something that contradicts that. Yeah, it's usually the one verse that contradicts that you're interpreting wrong. And you just need to compare scripture with scripture to figure out, yeah, what is the right interpretation.
Now, here's
another verse that sometimes is brought up. And that's also where the name Abram's bosom comes from. That's a story about Lazarus and the rich man. Go to Luke 16. Luke 16 and read verses 19 till 23. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and see Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
شخصی ثروتمند بود که ارغوان و کتان می‌پوشید و هر روزه در عیاشی با جلال به سر می‌برد. و فقیری ایلازر نام که او را پوشیده از جراحت بر درگاه او گذاشتن و آرزو می‌داشت که از خورده‌هایی که از میز آن ثروتمند می‌ریخت خود را سیر کند، بلکه سگان نیز آمده زهرهای او را می‌لیسیدند. باری آن فقیر مرد و فرشتگان او را به آغوش ابراهیم بردند و آن ثروتمند نیز مرد او را دفن کردند. پس چشمان خود را در جهنم گشوده خود را در عذاب یافت و ابراهیم را از دور و ایلازه را در آغوشش دید.
Let me first say that I think this is a literal story, but that it's only a one-time thing to teach us some things. Yeah, I do not believe that we can just talk with people in hell by default. Yeah, but that it's teaching us something. And the reason I believe it's not a parable is because there's a name, Lazarus being named, and that's not normal for a parable. Now, nothing in this passage is talking about a holding place for saints. Because it talks about Abram's bosom. Now, what is a bosom? It's a body part. Yeah, this is your bosom. Yeah, so if if Lazarus is in Abraham's bosom, it's kind of Abraham has his hand around him. I don't exact the scripture, but in John you have John laying in the bosom of Jesus.
So
it simply means that Lazarus is together with Abraham. Yeah, so it doesn't talk about a temporary holding thing. Yeah. Now, we'll go to another scripture in a moment, but let me first show you that in the Old Testament, people went to heaven. One of the examples, Enoch. Go to 2 Kings
2:11.
And how could people go to heaven in the Old Testament? Now the Bible says that Jesus is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
It wasn't as if
it would be unsure if Jesus would go
wrong with it. From the very beginning. قربانی بشه یا نه از همون ازل میدونستن کار عیسی روی صلیب در این تاریخ انجام
خواهد شد.
از همون ازل عیسی مسیح برای صلیب خواهد مرد برای گناهان ما. عیسی مسیح جایگزین گناهان ما خواهد شد.
دوم
پادشاهان 2:11 رو بخونید.
And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder and the lion went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
ایشان عدم زنان با هم گفتگو می کردند که ناگاه عرابه‌ای از آتش با اسبان آتشین پدیدار شد و آن دو را از یکدیگر جدا کرد و ایلیا در گردبادی به آسمان بالا رفت.
So Elijah is taken up into heaven.
به آسمان
بلند شد. Not down.
نه به پایین.
He didn't went to the good spot of hell.
نه رفت تو قسمت خوب جهنم پای منتظر شد تا ببرنش
عیسی مسیح بالا. Like Paul said, hey, this man was caught up in the third heaven.
Into paradise.
Go to Ecclesiastes 3. I'll give you another one.
جامعه سه.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 20 and 21.
جامعه سه آیه 20 تا 21.
All go into one place, all out of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who know the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward in, to the earth.
Zero, beast. همه به یک جا می روند. همه از خاک اند و همه به خاک باز می گردند.
20 and 21.
20 و
21. کیست که بداند روح انسان به بالا صعود می کند یا روح حیوان به قعر زمین فرو می رود؟
Yep. So where does the spirit of man go? It says upward, not downward. It says your dog goes to hell, being punished for not obedience to you.
What?
I'm just kidding.
No,
they just cease to exist.
Yeah.
So Old Testament saints went up into heaven when they died.
زمانی که مردن
the
همون
cross.
آن به بهشت رفتن
اون yeah.
دزد روی صلیب رفت آسمان به بهشت به
فردوس yeah, where the tree of life is.
جایی که زندگی خداوند هست درخت حیات است.
There's one more verse I want to look at.
یه آیه دیگه است که میخوام باهات نگاه کنم.
We're not going to make it to verse 6 so that was planning to.
آیه 6 نمیرسیم صحبت کنیم اما
go to First Peter.
اول پتروس رو باز کنیم.
First Peter chapter 3.
فصل 3.
I read verses 18 till 20. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was as a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water.
زیرا که مسیح نیست برای گناهان ما یک بار رنج کشید یعنی عادلی برای ناعادلان تا ما را نزد خدا بیاورد در حالی که در جسم مرد اما به روح زنده گشت و به آن روح نیز رفت موزنمون به ارواحی که در زندان بودند که سابقا نافرماندار بودند هنگامی که صبر خدا در ایام نوح انتظار میکشید و هم کشتی آمده میشد که در آن تعداد کمی یعنی 8 نفر به آب نجات یافت.
Yeah, we looked at already quite a few verses that show you there's really no basis for teaching anything like a temporary holding thing for Old Testament saints.
Now,
this verse will come up in relation to that sometimes.
این آیه بعضی وقتا
now, here's my first question.
در مورد اون موضوع صحبت میکنن.
In first Peter 3:19.
اول پتروس 3:19.
Do we see Old Testament saints be mentioned? Do we see hell mentioned?
جهنم نام برده شده.
Paradise.
فردوس نام برده شده. یا آغوش یا زیر بغل ابراهیم.
It says no.
جواب
میده نه. What does it talk about?
در مورد چی داره صحبت میکنه؟
Spirits in prison.
ارواحی که در زندان بودن.
Yeah, prisoners.
زندانی ها.
Does it sound like paradise for
Old
Testament saints?
آیا به نظر مقدسین بهشت مقدسینه؟
So let me quickly go through it. What this passage is actually teaching.
ببینیم این فصل اول پتروس چه درسی
رو میده. Yeah, start read it again and start from verse 17.
یه بار آیه 17 رو بخونید.
For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well doing than for evil doing. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, that the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
اول پتروس 3:17. زیرا اگر اراده خدا چنین است، بهتر است برای نیکویی کردن رنج ببری تا برای بدی
کردن.
18.
زیرا که مسیح نیز برای گناهان یک بار رنج کشید، یعنی عادلی برای ناعادلان، تا ما را نزد خدا بیاورد، در حالی که در جسم مرد.
Yeah, and in the greater context, it talks about suffering and Jesus being our example.
Who suffered for our sins.
Yeah, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Now, read verse 19. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. What is by which referring to?
به آن روح منظورشون چیه؟
Yeah, the spirit in verse 18.
آیه 18.
Who's the he?
اون کیه؟
Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
So the spirit, by the spirit Jesus preached.
با روح عیسی موعظه کرد.
To the spirits in prison.
با روحایی که در زندانه.
And these were not Old Testament saints. So who are these people? Who are in prison? And the answer is simply the lost, those who are condemned. Let me show you that from the Bible. Go to Galatians. Chapter 5, verse 1. First, do we have a spirit? Yes. Yeah, when we preach the gospel, is that us speaking in the flesh or the spirit?
No,
we speak by the spirit and we speak to the spirit. We preach to the spirit from person. And the Bible actually uses the term bondage over and over again for people that are lost, that are under sin. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
پس به آن آزادی که مسیح ما را به آن آزاد کرد، استوار بیستید و باز در یوغ بندگی گرفتار
نشید. Talking about bondage.
در مورد بندگی صحبت می‌کنه.
But we now are set free, so.
حالا آزادی.
Yes, being in bondage sounds like people who are in prison.
آزاد.
Go to Romans 6. I'll give you some more. Romans 6:17-18.
کسایی که تو زندانی بندگی هستیم، بنده هستیم زندانی.
But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that from the form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, he became the servants of righteousness.
اما شکر خدا را که هر چند بردگان گناه بودیم، اما اکنون از دل مطیع آن تعلیم گردید.
Yeah, we were servants of sin.
خادمین گناه
بودیم. Now we are made free.
اما حالا آزاد شدیم از گناه.
Romans 8.
رومیان 8.
Verse 1 and 2.
آیه 1 و 2.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus had in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death.
پس اکنون هیچ محکومیتی نیست بر آنانی که بر مسیح عیسی هستند، که جسم را مطابقت نمی نمایند بلکه روح را، زیرا که شریعت روح حیات در مسیح عیسی مرا از شریعت گناه و مرگ آزاد کرده.
Yeah, verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
از آن رو که روح بندگی را نیافته اید تا باز ترسان شوید، بلکه روح پسرخواندگی را یافته اید که به آن
Yeah, the Bible calls being in sin, being in bondage.
در گناه بودن در بندگی بودن.
Yep.
در زندان بودن.
Go to Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42 and read verses 5 till 7.
آیه 5 تا 7 رو بخونید.
And you'll see that the word prison being used.
کلمه زندانی اونجا استفاده میشه.
Isaiah 42:5-7. Thus said God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold in hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
و چشمان نابینایان را بگشایی و اسیران را از زندان برهانی و ظلمت نشینان را از سیاهچال بدر آوری.
Yeah, so I give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Who is this talking about? It talks about Jesus. Jesus opens the eyes of the blind. Jesus brings the prisoners out of prison. Those who are in darkness, out of the prison house. Go to Isaiah 61. 1-3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified.
روح خداوندگار یهوه بر من است، زیرا که خداوند مرا مس کرده است تا فقیران را بشارت دهم، و مرا فرستاده تا یک شکستگان را التیام بخشم و آزادی را به اسیران و رهایی را به محبوسان اعلام کنم. تا سال لطف خداوند را اعلان نمایم و از روز انتقام خدای ما خبر دهم. تا همه ماتمیان را تسلا بخشم و به آنان که در صهیون سوگوارم حاجی به عوض خاکستر ببخشم. براون شادمانی به عوض سوگواری و ردای ستایش به جای روح یزد. آنان بلودهای پارسایی و نهالهای مبروس خداوند خوانده خواهند شد و جلال او نمایان شود.
Yep, hang in there, we're almost to the conclusion.
Yeah.
Notice that it says in verse 1, it talks about the Spirit of the Lord. Yeah, it also talks about preaching the good tidings. That's another way of saying preaching the good news. Yeah, it talks about the proclaiming liberty
to set
free the captives, to open the prison to them that are bound.
Now,
let's look at the fulfillment of that.
و اضافه کنیم اون نکته رو تکمیلش رو در
لوقا
فصل 4.
Luke 4 verses 18 till 21. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister. And sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
روح خداوند بر من است، زیرا که مرا مس کرد تا فقیران را بشارت دهم، و مرا فرستاد تا شکستگان را شفا بخشم و اسیران را به رستگاری و کوران را به بینایی موعظه کنم و تا کوبیدگان را آزاد سازم و از سال پسندیده خداوند موعظه کنم. پس کتاب را به هم پیچیده به خادم سپرد و بنشست و چشمان همه اهل کلیسه بر وی دوخته بود. آنگاه بدیشان شروع به گفتن کرد که امروز این نوشته در گوشهای شما تکمیل یافته است.
Yeah, so Jesus only quotes the first part, what we just read. in Isaiah. And the reason is simply because the rest will be fulfilled at the second coming. But about the first part, he says, this is fulfilled in your ears. Jesus, by the Spirit of the Lord, preaching good tidings, the gospel, to those who are in bondage, those who are captive, those who are in prison. You think this lines up with 1 Peter 3, 18 and
19? Or do you want to go for
Jesus is preaching to Old Testament saints in the good part of hell? Or preaching to the unsaved? Imagine that. Hey guys, here's the gospel after burning in hell for a while.
برای اونایی که نجات پیدا نکردنه بعد از اینکه تو جهنم یه مدت مردی حالا انجیل رو
think you want to accept that
میخوان اینو قبول کنی
let me think
بذار یه لحظه فکر
yeah,
کنی
so that's just stupidity
نمیتونیم قبول کنیم که عیسی مسیح میذاره یه دیه مدت تو جهنم بسوزن و بعد بره موعظه کنه
yeah, Jesus preaching to the lost here on earth makes much more sense
گم شدگانی که روی زمین هستن رو در حقیقت در موردش
in relation to Noah did the same thing by the spirit of God he preached to the lost in his time as well
در زمان خودش هم موعظه کرد با گم شدگان اون زمانش
yeah and I think we're running out of time yeah we're running out of time So the rest we'll do next week. We'll continue from verse 5, I think. Yeah, so the third heaven
yeah,
is where God resides. It's the same as paradise. And in the Old Testament, people went to heaven just like they went go to heaven in the New Testament. And there was no holding place. And there's nowhere in the Bible that says that. Yeah, and imagine, if that would be true, you would expect to be a major event that will be announced somewhere. Like all these millions of people suddenly going to heaven. And nothing of that. Yeah, so it's a false doctrine.
Yeah.
And so just remember. Yeah, there is no Abram's bosom is a body part. Not a space for
seized people.
Amen.
Amen.